Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.
Okay. I've been in a really big hurry this morning. I had to run outside and get something, and my makeup was smudged, and I had to redo my makeup, and I'm just not all together today, but I got my makeup done. I got my hair looking good. So did my hair look okay? Does everything look? What?
It's messed up.
Oh, let's see. Luckily, I carry my handy-dandy brush. Here, brush my hair, Dylan. Make sure I'm all together. Okay. Oh, that feels good. Okay. Thank you. Okay, my hair. Ooh. You know, I didn't see it. I didn't see my hair in the back.
You can't brush your hair in the church.
Is that wrong?
Can I brush your hair?
Oh, you're so sweet. Well, next time I'll let you brush my hair. But it's straight now? You're right. I should have come prepared, didn't I? Yeah?
Get hair gel.
There you go. Next time I'll do that, Luis. Yes, William?
M-O-D.
Do I need to brush my hair before coming to church? Thank you. Thank you. Well, okay. My hair is all together. So, you know, I didn't see that in the mirror. Does it matter if my hair was straight or not, if I didn't see it? If it wasn't something I saw? It doesn't? Does it matter?
No.
No? Okay. But other people would notice, huh?
Of course.
Of course. Yes. Okay. Okay. Well, thank goodness I got my hair done. I'm all together now. Everything is A-okay. So I am all dressed and everything looks good. All my clothes look together okay? Everything look all right? What? What?
A sock behind you.
A sock? What?
Sock.
Oh my goodness. I have been looking for that for months. Bill will be so happy because he wears his minion socks when he watches his cartoons. So he'll be excited about that. Okay. All right. Did my feet, are my shoes okay and everything look all right? What? Again? What?
Holes. You have holes in your socks.
He got holes.
Holes in runner. Oh my goodness. I thought I threw these away a long time ago.
You got holes in your socks.
I just can't get it together. You know, all of this didn't show up in the mirror when I looked in the mirror this morning.
You have to change your socks.
You bet I do. Yeah. Evelyn?
You didn't turn around and use another mirror.
You're right. You are absolutely right. I didn't look behind me.
You got to change your socks right now.
Oh, yes, sir. First thing, I will do that. Yeah.
You still can't change your socks in this church.
You are so right. I am so proud of you. We do want some sacredness about the church, don't we? We don't want to do that in worship service. Okay, I do have a point. Sin sometimes is like what I did this morning. Sometimes, a lot of times, we see things in front of us. Is everybody looking at me? What's in front of you? Who's in front of you right now? Who's in front of you?
Me? Yeah, Dawn. I don't know what your name is.
It's Dawn. That's right. So, a lot of times, we don't see the sin in our lives because it's kind of in the background. You know, maybe sometimes we don't think about things in our life. Like, say, for instance, there might be somebody at school we're not very happy about, very fond of, because they might have hurt our feelings. But have you thought that maybe we might have hurt their feelings? Have you ever thought about that? Could that be something that we don't see that's kind of behind us? Yeah? Okay.
Sometimes, I guess.
That's right, sometimes. And maybe sometimes I may not see that, hey, who has their parents? Does their parents ever ask you to clean your room? Yeah? Evelyn?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes? Okay. Do you clean your room with a very happy heart? I want all the hands if you're happy to clean your room. Everybody raise your hand if you're excited to clean your room. I'm so excited to get in there and get all my toys put up. Are you jumping? Are you excited?
Yes, I am.
If you are. All right. Now I want everybody to, you are too?
I'm too.
Amen. Now, everybody raise your hands if you're excited, if you are not excited to clean your room. Come on, be honest. Everybody raise your hand if you're not excited. Okay. I'm so proud of your honesty. Okay. Think about that. That is something you think about, and you don't see, you may be cleaning your room, but you don't see your attitude, do you? You don't see what your thoughts are about it. Who sees your attitude? Who sees your attitude?
Mommy.
Mommy? Oh, yeah, Mommy can see that attitude sometimes. William?
My birthday goes.
Yeah? Yeah? Okay. Let me get down here. Let's get some opinions down here, Esther. Who sees your attitude?
Like, also, if you have a camera and your parents put a camera always watch you, and also your mom can also look at the website.
Technology has come a long way, huh, baby? That's right. Mommy can put those cameras in there if she wants to. She's mom. She can do whatever she wants. But is there someone else that sees our attitude?
God.
Amen. There you go. That's the answer I need. Okay. So God sees our attitude. That's something that we think no one sees. And then third, what about going to church? When you're at church, is your mind on church? Are you excited about getting to know this Jesus, this amazing God that died for us? Are you that excited to come to church? Or are you thinking about those cartoons you want to be watching on Nickelodeon? Or Minecraft? Huh?
Video games.
Uh-huh. Okay, yes?
Of course and yes.
Of course and yes, okay.
Minecraft.
Okay. So a lot of times when we're at church.
All of them.
Yeah. Is it pleasing to God if we are here? You may be here in the physical sense, but your mind is somewhere else. Do you think God's very happy with that? Camille?
No.
No?
No.
No, absolutely.
No.
Not at all. No. God wants our minds right here. Right here with him. He wants you excited. So think about these things that are behind us, these things that are hidden. These are sins that God wants us to pay attention to. Sometimes God will bring that to our attention, doesn't he, or does he not? Does he bring it to our attention? Somebody say yes.
No.
He does bring it to our attention. And just like the sock on my back, sometimes he gets God gets someone else to bring our sin to our attention, to show us things that we need to change about ourselves. Right? So, who wants to ask God today to show us where we need to please him, where to bring to our attention what we need to change and what we want to allow him to change in our lives? Would you like to pray and ask God that?
Me too.
Thank you, Jesus.
Always loving us.
We're always loving us.
Please show us.
Please show us.
What we need to change.
What we need to change.
Amen.
Amen.
Dear Lord, thank you for the Sabbath. Thank you for this church. Thank you for all this church. And we thank you for this God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for this day. Thank you for our story. Thank you for our church. Thank you for my family. Thank you for Thanksgiving, a holiday where our family could celebrate. And thank you for everything that you've done for us. In Jesus' name, amen.